Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zmira Ozarowski, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Ayin Hei, 75. Tehillim Mizmor 75 built upon the lessons we learned in Tehillim 73 and 74. In Mizmor 73, Ayin Gimel, Asaf struggles on a personal level with the issue of Tzadik Viralo, Rasha Vatovlo, that the righteous suffer while the wicked prosper. He eventually gains clarity, realizing that with a long-term perspective, by using prophecy to look into the future, he can understand that justice will prevail in its proper time. In Mizmor 74, Asaf takes this lesson a step further, teaching the people by using the example of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, a massive national case of Tzadik Viralo and Rasha Vatovlo. He shows them that even without prophecy, they can gain insight into Hashem's long-term plan by looking at history, demonstrating that there is a broader process at work and justice will come in due time. In today's parak, Mizmor 75, Ayin Hei, David reinforces these ideas. Compressing this major tenet of emunah, of faith, into 12 short psukim, he sums up what he started saying in the last two mizmorim, reassuring the people that although Hashem's justice may seem delayed, it is inevitable. The Dat Mikra writes that the foundations of emunah are laid out so clearly and concisely in this mizmor that it was chosen to be recited by the Levim when Bnei Israel visited the Beit HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim of Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuot. This public recitation served as a powerful means of teaching the masses essential lessons of emunah. The Mizmor opens with an expression of gratitude in verse 2. Hodinu lecha Elokim hodinu. We give thanks to you, Hashem, we give thanks. V'karov shimcha sipru nifla'otecha. Your name is near, they recount your wondrous deeds. Rashi explains that the language here is repetitive. Hodinu lecha Elokim hodinu. We give thanks to you, Hashem, we give thanks. Why is it repeated? To emphasize that we thank Hashem for the good and the bad. Al hatova hodinu, af al hara'a. Even though Hashem's justice is not always visible, Bnei Yisrael trust in his ultimate judgment. And so we are able to thank him even when things seem bad, because we know that ultimately they are all part of a plan. This is a song of praise sung in anticipation of salvation. Even before Hashem acts, we thank him because we trust that he is guiding history. The Malbim adds that we say, it says in the Pasuk, V'karov shimcha, your name is near. Saprun niflotecha, we tell your wonders. This teaches us that Hashem's presence is close to those who recognize his involvement in the world. It says, Agam she'im nir'eha nagah v'derach teva, even if it looks like in a natural way, nidmeh lanu, it seems to us, she'shimcha rechok mizeh ha'olam, that your name is really far away from this world. We don't see you in this world. Aval im nir'eh nifloatecha, if we make the effort to look for your wonders, your involvement in the world, az nir'eh she'shimcha karov mashkiach al ha'olam ha'shafel, then we will see that your name is very close and you really are very much involved in this world. It's about us and the way that we look at the world. In Psukim Gimel to Dalet 3 to 4, we talk about Hashem's perfect timing. In verse 3, Ki ekach moed, for I shall appoint a time, ani misharim eshpot, I will judge with fairness. Hashem does not judge immediately, but rather at the appointed time. Mitzudat David explains that Hashem's justice is precise and occurs at the exact moment it's needed. He says, Lo eshpot misharim be'akrai levad, I don't judge randomly. Ki im ekach zman kavua al hadavar, I will choose in an exact moment. Although it may seem delayed, Hashem's plan is always just. Rav Shabtai Sabato says that this moed is referring to a concept found throughout Tanakh of Yom Hashem, a day, and hopefully the near future, where Hashem will rid the world of evil. He quotes Sefer Yeshayahu where it says, Karov Yom Hashem, there is an appointed day of judgment, which will be a day of retribution. In Yeshayahu it says, Hine Yom Hashem ba, the day of Hashem will come, achzari ve'evra v'charon af, a day full of Hashem's cruelty and anger, lasum ha'aretz l'shama v'chata'eha yashmin mimena, in which he will destroy all those who have sinned against him. The Dat Mikra says that this mizmor doesn't have to be limited to a specific time or to Yom Hashem, rather, kol tshuah she'asa v'yaseh Hashem, Anytime Hashem brings salvation to the world, Yisrael, to the Jewish people, b'chol hazmanim, in all times, yesh ba mishum kiyum havtachat Hashem b'Torah. Hashem is fulfilling this promise of destroying the enemy in the right time. It refers to every time Hashem comes to our salvation. We should know that Hashem always, not just on the Yom Hashem, and not in a specific time in history, but all the time, always carefully chooses the exact moment to bring justice to the world. The Midrash says that this can be compared to a farmer who plants seeds, but waits patiently for the right season to harvest. Likewise, Hashem waits until the exact moment when a judgment will be most effective. This idea can be very comforting. We may not always understand why evil people succeed or why justice seems delayed, but Hashem's timing is precise. Verses 5-8, we talk about the fall of the wicked, and according to Dat Mikra, these psukim were then directed to the crowds who had come to the Beit Mikdash for Aliyah L'Regel, telling the people not to be fooled and to think that if they do the wrong thing, Hashem will let them continue to go unpunished. He warns those who act arrogantly, Amarti leholalim, al taholu. I said to the arrogant, do not be arrogant, v'lirsha'im al tarimu karen, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. The Mitzudat David explains the word keren, horn, symbolizes power and success. Hashem warns the wicked not to become too proud, for their power is temporary. History proves that no empire, no tyrant, and no wicked leader lasts forever. We have seen this in our own times. The most powerful leaders have fallen, especially over the last year when their time was up. Goes on in verses 7-8, Ki lo mimotza umimarav, lo mimidbar harim. For success comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the wilderness. Ki Elokim shofet, but Hashem is the judge. Ze yashpil v'ze yarim. Hashem is the one who brings down and raises up. Rashi explains that success does not come from human effort alone. Going out and doing business in the east or the west, or traveling with merchandise through the desert, but from Hashem's decree. In verse 9, we talk about Hashem's judgment as a cup of wine. Kikos biyad Hashem v'yayin chimar. For the cup is in the hand of Hashem, and the wine is red. Malei mesach, it is full of mixture, v'yager mizeh, and he pours from it. Ach shmereha yimsu ishtu kol rishay aretz, but the wicked of the earth will drain it down to the dregs. In this verse, the image of a cup of wine is used symbolically to represent Hashem's judgment. The cup that Hashem holds is full of a strong, bitter wine, a metaphor for punishment. The fact that it is in Hashem's hand means that he is in complete control, and the fact that it is mixed suggests that the punishment is carefully measured and tailored to each individual. This imagery of a cup of wine as a mashal for the punishment to be served to the Rishaim is found in other places in Tanakh, including Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel. The idea here is that the wicked may seem to enjoy their wine now, but ultimately, they will drink the full consequences of their actions. An important message here is the amount. A person does not receive an arbitrary amount of punishment. It is measured out with a cup, an exact measurement. And only when it is malay, full, when a person's amount of sins have crossed a certain line, then is he given the cup of punishment to drink. And even within this, there is another level of precision. How far does he need to drink? Dat Mikra explains that everyone at some point drinks a bit from the divine cup of retribution. Achetakos kula al shmareha, but the entire cup, until the dregs, atipa achrona, until the last drop, yishtu kol harashim ba'aretz. Only the evil people need to drink it down to the last drop, as they truly deserve every last ounce of suffering. So we see here a double message of this mizmor. Number one, we talked about the concept of moed. Hashem punishes at a precise time. And number two, we have the concept of kos. Hashem punishes with exact measurement. Together, these two ideas point to the fact that even though we can't always see it, Hashem represents ultimate justice. Asaf concludes in verses 10-11, Va'ani agid la'olam, but I will declare forever, as Amra l'Elokei Yaakov, I will sing praises to the God of Yaakov, as opposed to the Rishaim, the evildoers, who will get their just punishment. Va'ani, I, in contrast, will have the opportunity to tell to the world forever the praises of Hashem. I will continue on in my mission to teach the people the messages of these mizmorim, that Hashem's justice will prevail in a very precise time and way. The word Azamra is written in Atid Ma'arach, extended future. Dat Mikra says, V'yesh b'mashmaluto, this word means gam kabbalat neder v'gam tshuka ma'ashela. Asaf is both promising and also expressing a desire, a wish, to spread the word of Hashem's praises. Hineni mishtokik lezamer u'mikabel alai lezamer l'elokei Yaakov. I long to praise Hashem, and I am also accepting upon myself the mission to praise Hashem. And what exactly will Asaf let the people know? What will he praise Hashem for? He will let them know of Hashem's promise, which is, V'chol karnei rishayim agada, all the horns of the wicked I will cut off, tarumena karnot tzadik, but the horns of the righteous will be exalted. Here Asaf is quoting Hashem's promise. In the future, the power of the wicked will be destroyed, and the righteous will be ultimately elevated. In summary, Tehillim 75 reassures us that even when evil appears to go unpunished, Hashem is in control. He alone determines the rise and fall of individuals and nations, ensuring that justice prevails in the end. The imagery of the cup of divine judgment reminds us that Hashem's plan unfolds at the right time and in the right measure. May we merit to see the fulfillment of these words when righteousness is rewarded and wickedness is removed from the world. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirita Pleita, and their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.